I'm sure everybody's already got the injury report, but it was good to have some guys back out there, full participation that we haven't had the last couple of weeks. Kyle Long and Prince Amakamura, getting Benny Cunningham out there obviously was a help as well. But good day's work. Open it up for any questions.
Now, where do you sense Kyle Long is at this point in terms of his physical ability to go out there and impact the game?
Well, I haven't watched him play in a football game, you know, 2017. So, you know, to say I've got everything all wired up, you know, it would be not true. So, you know, our medical people think he's ready. You know, our coaches think he's ready. We'll see how much he can endure, whether we have him, you know, on any kind of pitch count. Right now, you know, it's looking very promising.
When he gets out there, what will you keep your eyes on to just measure?
Just execution of a job, you know, just like everybody else.
Ben Roethlisberger presents going against someone like that size?
Well, I think, number one, experience. You know, he's played at a high level for a long time. You know, he can make all the throws. He's not exactly a scat back type of guy in the pocket, but he does have good pocket awareness. You know, he can slide up, and he's big and strong enough. He's a hard get down on a sack. You know, so from that standpoint, his size and strength and pocket awareness is unique in that he's not overly mobile that way, but he does avoid and he extends plays.
Is Kulikowski avoided IR?
You know, right now, believe it or not, you know, the truth of the matter is we're still evaluating it. You know, we're waiting on tests and to make sure we get it right. But when we know something, we'll let you know. But I'm not hiding it. It's just we don't have it yet.
John, do you have a deadline on that just so you have some rosters?
Not really. I think you know, we're in a unique situation. I'll just leave it at that. Obviously the sooner the better, but it hasn't hurt our preparation.
Will Prince be on a snap count Sunday?
You know, again, I can't see how that goes. Right now, he looks like he's in pretty good shape, but you know, we'll make all those decisions an hour and a half before kickoff.
John, from what you saw from Prince in training camp, what did you like about what he brings to that secondary?
Well, he's got the quick twitch you're looking for as far as a cover guy. You know, he transitions pretty good. You know, I think, you know, he'd been maybe an area of his career he hasn't had a lot of picks, but he's worked very, very hard on his hands. You know, he's gotten his hands on some balls, but, you know, I like what I see. We've missed him the first 2 weeks.
John, when you want to play complimentary football in an offense, a lot of new pieces, a lot of injuries, still kind of finding itself. How would you characterize maybe the margin of error for your defense?
For our what?
For your defense when the offense is still kind of finding.
Well, it never helps when you give them short fields four times in the first half. So let's just make that clear. It's not a formula for success for anybody. You know, so that's something we have to fix. You know, we can't be flopping it on the ground that many times in 60 minutes, let alone 30. So, you know, obviously that's on the offense and the special teams. Last week, we did get one defensively, our first of the season. There's some teams that don't have any yet. You know, so that's an area we want to increase. You know, our defensively is taking it away. Obviously, getting better on third down, that's a takeaway on downs. And then offensively, we can't give it away. You know, we were pretty good on third down. We just you know, had three giveaways. And so, I mean, in a nutshell, I know it sounds like an oversimplification, but it's real.
Aside from what you mentioned, is there any other specific adjustments you would make for Roethlisberger and all the weapons he has on the ground in Indiana?
Well, I mean, it's not like we played cupcakes the first 2 weeks as far as weapons. You know, I think you can go back and just read them off. Very similar to the offenses that we've played as far as weaponry goes, both at you know, the quarterback position as well as the threats, you know, to cover. So it's definitely a, you know, you know, one, we got to be on top of our game, and hopefully we can play a good team football game, more like week one, not the result, but the formula, and we'll see how that goes. So we have to execute.
John, this is more of a question just out of curiosity, but a lot of teams, when it's really hot and sunny out, choose to wear their white jerseys instead of their dark ones. Why don't you guys do that?
Well, I think that's a good question. I don't honestly have a great answer for it, but I don't know that anybody thought it was going to be maybe the hottest day of the year come Sunday either. You know, I know I didn't.
Can you do that in Carolina?
I think early it's different in warm weather cities, you know, that you go light early in the season. I don't know that I'd classify Chicago as that.
Coach, you're probably going to say Mike's demeanor hasn't changed really this week. Something you've seen from him, a sense of urgency maybe this week that's a little bit different?
Well, I mean, I go back and his sense of urgency last week. I mean, you can imagine anybody, you know, a coach, a player, anybody going back to their former team, kind of gears up a little bit extra. It means a little bit more, at least in my experience. You'd have to ask him that. But, you know, I thought he had as good a week of practice as I saw, you know, in preparation last week. Just didn't work out that way. So, you know, that happens. You know, it happens to, you know, every quarterback, every team in National Football League. So you go back to the drawing board and work, and we'll see how it works this week.
Keith Hinkson, had a big season last year, got the contract. Do you have higher expectations from now in terms of generating that rush up front, creating for the rest of the defense?
You know, we have high expectations for everybody. You know, it's not based on how much they make. So that's just, you know, as far as expectations, a contract or not a contract doesn't really measure much on that.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.